Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Lee, they can't even keep up. I can't even keep up. Yeah. I'm exhausted. Okay, so I got to go to bed early because I get up early. I get up at about 2 o'clock.
Yes,
two o'clock, 2:30. So I got to go to bed early. I couldn't go to bed last night because I kept trying to wrap it up. You know, finish my show prep.
Yeah.
And like every half an hour, it'd be 15 new things from Trump, and I'd have to stay up and get those on my show prep sheet.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, okay, I'm going to bed. No, my gosh, he just did it again. I'm exhausted. I can't keep up. This is why he was so quiet for really a month at Mar-a-Lago. He didn't leave. He didn't do much. We didn't hear much from him. This is why. He has so much stuff that he has just done. I don't even know where to begin. He has told the Taliban to give back the $7 billion plus of U.S. military equipment that Joe Biden left them so they could take over the country.
Good. I mean, it's not going to happen, but good.
Yeah, the Taliban has refused President Trump's demand to return the $7 billion worth of military equipment. So I don't know if he's going to be forwarding them our satellite photos of their homes. He's used that tactic before. Worked, too. But he says he wants it. They've refused. And what he's doing is building, laying the foundation for us to stop paying them tens of millions of dollars every month to prop up that evil regime, who, by the way, was the enemy. That's who we fought for 20 years at a cost of $5 to $6 trillion in Afghanistan. And then we just, we left and then started giving them money, which led to me, Lee, remember saying, well, the best thing you could possibly do is become our enemy. We'll fund you.
Yeah.
We will literally pay you to kill us.
Yeah.
So what is coming next, I believe at a minimum, he's going to be cutting those funds. For this, we do not need to give the Taliban any more money. That there's no reason to give them money. And we're pretending that we're giving the people aid, but unfortunately, the Taliban is the government. So when you give them money, it goes right into their bank account. And they are running Al-Qaeda training camps now.
Sort of like what goes on in the Gaza area with Hamas and the Palestinians.
Exactly. So, and the problem with you, if anybody remember why we raided Afghanistan in the first place, it was their partnership with Al-Qaeda and their sheltering of bin Laden.
Yeah, they're doing training camps there.
The camps are up and running again because we don't need to fund them this time. Last time we didn't fund them. This time we're funding them. So it was just utter stupidity. But he is laying the groundwork, obviously, to defund the Taliban. That absolutely needs to happen. And then overnight, Elon Musk finally responding to the people who claim he was doing a Nazi salute. This is a desperate, almost sad last gasp of the left.
No.
They don't have anything left but parlor tricks. Oh, look, it's a Nazi salute. You should see the video of AOC I have on my X feed. It's hilarious. She keeps doing the Nazi salute again and again and again in this speech. And it's not one of those where you have to kind of imagine or catch her from a certain angle. She's doing it over and over. Why? Because when you get animated, you move your hands.
Yes. Yeah.
You go on my Rumble feed right now and watch me throughout the show. Eventually, you'll be able to freeze frame me looking like I'm doing it. I'm not. And so now trending on X are all of these Democrats, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, doing the same thing in a speech.
Yeah, exactly.
Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. I mean, this is a silly game. But anyway, here's what Musk tweeted, and it is comedy gold. One line. The radical leftists are really upset that they had to take time out of their busy day praising Hamas to call me a Nazi.
That is good.
Anybody knows anything about Hamas? Hamas has praised Hitler and the Nazis, and they're virulently anti-Semitic, which is why they killed over 1,200 people on October 7th. And the Democrats have been marching in the street with them in protests that even Joe Biden's administration admitted were half-funded by Iran.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, the Democrat Party spent the last year, their grassroots, marching in the streets with Hamas and terrorizing Jews on campus. But they want us to believe that Elon Musk is the really scary person. Okay. By the way, overnight, Trump warning that FEMA is facing a reckoning. So I assume he is going to be doing his next round of firings in FEMA.
Well, he's supposed to be in North Carolina tomorrow surveying the
damage
situation.
Yeah, the damage.
Apparently in Buncombe County because Asheville City Police are involved. So
it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Trump is threatening Russia with sanctions and tariffs. He wants the war with Ukraine over in 100 days.
Yeah.
That actually shouldn't be that hard to do. The first step is we stop funding it. And the second step is we address the actual issue instead of just having bloodshed. And the issue is, will Ukraine get membership in NATO? That is what that war was about. And to keep it going, our elites in Washington have deliberately not answered that question or trifled and played with it to keep the war going. Answer that question and you can get out of that war. And Trump knows that. And he's going to get out of the war. You know, when Trump first won, Vladimir Putin actually said a shocking thing in the first few days after. I couldn't believe he actually put it on the table. When, you know, I mean, Putin, BRICS, they've been at war with our currency for years now, which is why we're actually really in Ukraine. This is a currency. It's a proxy war of a currency. And they've been trying to destroy our currency. Putin actually came out and said that he loves the dollar. I would like to transact in it. And I went, what? Dude, I wouldn't put that on the table so early in the negotiations if I were Russian. I'm not, though, so I loved it. And then he never said it again. But he and Trump were really making progress just negotiating through the media. And the Democrats panicked. They started lobbing missiles into Russia to keep the war going. So, you know, that's how successful they were. I'm wondering if it's Putin's already put that on the table. Lee, is it possible for us to walk out of this with the Ukraine war over and Putin backing our currency?
It's possible.
He offered it. I mean, I'm not saying he would do it, but he put it on the table.
Yeah.
I never thought we'd ever get that far. I mean, if Putin would simply go back to transacting in the dollar, that would solve a lot of problems.
Well,
because India will follow along, all those countries following BRICS that follow along.
Trump's just trying to end the conflict. That's something the Biden administration was not doing. That there was never a plan for the end of the conflict. And you know, as you said, this is a proxy war over the currency. And for whatever reason, the Biden administration was not doing things to end the conflict. Trump is wanting to end the conflict. And Ukraine and Russia both have paid a very heavy price in blood and treasure on both sides. Both are mortally wounded. Both.
A million are dead, roughly 900 to 1,000 to a million. And then you had the deputy prime minister of Poland come out and do an interview. It was amazing. And say, look, the Democrat Party and the oligarchs of Ukraine are laundering all of that money for the war through Ukraine. And the money is going back into corrupt coffers. And very little of it is making it to the battlefield, which is why you've seen the death on the Ukrainian side be what it is. And he said, you know, it's got to stop. Trump isn't partaking of the laundered money. And so he can stop it. Look, Biden tricked Russia, and shame on Putin for falling for it, tricked them into that war by saying they were going to take Ukraine into NATO. And then 3 months later, Vladimir Zelensky goes on CNN and says, oh, we always knew we weren't getting into NATO. Biden told us privately we were never getting into NATO, but he was lying and we had to go along with it. So they lied to Russia. The line in the sand for Russia has always been for 20 years, if you take Ukraine into NATO, we're going to have to take Ukraine back because they can't have us on their doorstep. And Biden lied about that to get them to invade Ukraine. This is why they weren't invading under Trump. So Trump has to solve the issue of, is Ukraine going to be in NATO? Ukraine does not belong in NATO. Ukraine is a profoundly corrupt country run by a dictator who has eliminated elections. All media, except state-controlled media, is now shutting down Christian churches violently. And a lot of people don't know this, Lee. His term in office expired after he canceled the elections.
Yeah.
He is an iron-fisted dictator who's kind of weird. Did you see, in other words, no better than Putin. Did you see Donald Trump Jr. say that he tried to get an invite three times to the inauguration and was rebuffed by the Trump people?
You mean Zelensky?
Yeah.
Did not see that, no.
No. Putin wasn't there either, which is how it should be.
Yeah.
They're both on the outside. They need to, if they want to come on the inside where it's nice and warm, then they need to bring something to the table. But he has tasked Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg with ending that war in 100 days. I bet he does it. It's not going to be hard to do. Just stop fanning the flames. And that gets Trump out of having to fund the war and us having to print the money to fund it. So it's all good stuff, all going on, very easy to do. By the way, did you, I mean, Lee, Trump's just demonstrated. You, Biden could have closed that border down 48 hours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Demonstrated it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Well, we knew this.
And they were lying, right? Oh, Trump won't give us the legislation and we can't close the border.